here's a story from The World.
In just 80 days, Japan is set to host the Tokyo Olympics. Notably in Japan, there are no national anti-discrimination laws protecting the LGBTQ community. And according to Olympic Charter rules, discrimination of any kind is explicitly banned at the Games, including discrimination based on sexual orientation. For years, Japanese activists, politicians, and athletes have been trying to change that. Now they're hoping to get the LGBT Equality Act passed into law before the Games begin. Here's The World's Bianca Hillier.
There have been similar bills brought to Japan's parliament before, but this movement is gaining more traction than previous attempts.
More than 100,000 people from and out of Japan have called on the Japanese government to introduce LGBT Equality Act.
Kanai Doi is the Japan director for Human Rights Watch, one of more than 100 human rights organizations taking part in this effort. On top of increased public support, Doi says a court ruling back in March also helped their case. Same-sex marriage is illegal in Japan, but a Sapporo court ruled that not allowing same-sex couples to marry was unconstitutional.
This was a very big win because this was the first time that the Japanese judiciary spoke up about same-sex marriage.
This ruling didn't explicitly help advance the anti-discrimination bill, but Doi says it signaled a broader shift in views to parliament. And last week, the head of the upcoming Olympics, Seiko Hashimoto, visited Japan's first LGBTQ center in Tokyo.
2020 Tokyo 大会というものが振り返った、後に振り返った時に、
Hashimoto told Reuters, "When we look back on Tokyo 2020, I want people to think it was a turning point for diversity, unity, and understanding LGBTQ people. So we need to take action now." Chris Kinney, a retired U.S. Olympian, agrees. Kinney is part Japanese. After college, he ran track in Japan and loved it. But then someone found out he's bisexual, and the harassment began.
It was pretty intense. I would get hundreds of messages a night just harassing me. And I spent almost 2 years just always looking over my shoulder, completely paranoid.
One morning, Kinney woke up to slashed tires and graffiti on his car.
They spray painted on the side of my car. And then in Japanese, kuso gay, which is like effing gay. And like komoranna, which is like gay athlete or gay runner.
Kinney says police wouldn't help him. He had to get a new number and move apartments. Because of experiences like this, Kinney is dedicated to getting the LGBT Equality Act passed in Japan.
The country that I love so much, I really hope can step up on this front.
Right now, two different bills have been drafted for submission to the House of Representatives. One is from a group of opposition parties, and it specifically calls for protections against discrimination based on gender identity and sexual orientation. The other bill is from the ruling party, and it's less comprehensive. It calls on companies and schools to promote understanding of LGBTQ people, but it doesn't set penalties for noncompliance, nor does it provide protections against discrimination. Last week, politicians from both sides of the aisle gathered for what they called a rainbow parliament event to show support. Kaneko Otsuji is an openly gay lawmaker from the main opposition party of Japan. She said she was a target of bullying at school and was often called a manly girl. Otsuji said, many people cannot speak up because of fear of discrimination. For the children of the next generation to not face this kind of bullying, we need anti-discrimination laws. Ruling party politician Karen Makishima also spoke. She assured the LGBTQ community that she's working within her party to get protections codified into law. Kanai Doi, from Human Rights Watch in Japan, is hopeful that Parliament will introduce those protections in time for the Games. If the bill does not pass, she says a boycott is not at stake.
But still, I mean, we would call on the Japanese government that you are not fulfilling the obligations under the Olympic Charter.
Members of the Japanese Parliament will vote on the LGBT Equality Act in June. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.